Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now a story about a Chinese researcher using the gene editing program CRISPR-Cas9 in a secret project he says will benefit the recipients and mankind. But there are risks, and one of them could be a gang from China out to sabotage the work to make it fail. Okay, this isn't the current headline about the Chinese scientist who claims to have used CRISPR to edit the genes of twin girls to make one resistant to the HIV virus carried by their father. It's new fiction from Robin Cook, and it's about a Chinese researcher raising pigs in New Jersey and editing their genes to transplant their hearts to humans. But it's so close to the headlines. Author and Dr. Robin Cook is known for such medical thrillers. Take Coma. His new novel, Pandemic, is about CRISPR-Cas9. He joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, you always seem right on the edge of these things. What did you think when you heard the headline out of China and knew what your storyline was?
I said, I knew it was going to happen. The fact that my bad guy, so to speak, is a Chinese individual was not by accident. The Chinese are very interested in biotechnology, as they are in all technologies. And it's also true that the Chinese philosophy is somewhat different from our philosophy. Mm-hmm. They don't have the same sense of the importance of the individual versus the society. So if anybody was going to be using CRISPR-Cas9 in the wrong way, I thought the good chance was it was going to be a Chinese individual.
Well, when you say in the wrong way, the questions about what really happened, let's talk about that first. In China, this scientist who revealed that he did gene editing, there were twin girls, and made one of them, he says, resistant to the HIV virus. That is what some say the right way. So what was wrong about that? I mean, I'm imagining first that it was in secret.
Well, that it didn't have any peer review, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. It also is known that as accurate as this CRISPR-Cas9 is, that it's not completely, totally accurate. There can be other changes, other places in the genome, which if these kids survive and they go on to reproduce, that will be part of the human genome. That's really the worry.
Well, because, and let's remind ourselves, CRISPR is a molecule that can be, as you write, custom tailored to seek out and alter genes in plants or animals. And then those genes are passed on to daughter cells. And so it just continues.
Only if you do it in the germline. You can use CRISPR, which is how most of us see it being used in terms of treating an individual, but not putting it into the germline so that when they have children, whatever happen to them is not going to happen to the children.
Well, and as you point out, what was done in China can be passed on.
Yes, that's a worry. And, you know, the other thing is, even though it sounds like it might have been, well, protect these infants from HIV, which the father had, it's already known that since the fathers were on anti-HIV medication, that they wouldn't pass it on. Hmm. So why did you do this? And without knowing what else is going to happen. But the real problem, I think, that most researchers feel is that this episode is going to encourage legislators to suddenly want to put restrictions on this CRISPR technology. The promise of this technology is unbelievable.
Well, in fact, in the opening of the book, you say this is dedicated to the mystical clairvoyance that some gifted scientists have, which allows them to look at data available to all and see diamonds in the rough, resulting in a scientific quantum leap forward, such as the case with Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Marie Charpentier, responsible for the gene editing technology CRISPR-Cas9 and its evolving permutations. So you see it as, you know, mystical clairvoyance, but then as you write in your prelude, dark, dark side.
Well, I believe that this CRISPR will prove to be one of the true milestones in biotechnology. Maybe even more important than the discovery of antibiotics.
Well, hold on there, because you've just said that what happened in real life in China, yes, they may have adjusted a gene so it doesn't pass on something, but there may be another side effect. I mean, these children may, you know, be susceptible to pneumonia. I just made that up. You know, in other words, it may have a side effect they don't know.
Oh, you're very accurate in that.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's that same protein that they altered that is responsible for HIV getting into cells. By altering that protein, it also makes it easier for West Nile virus and influenza to get into the cell.
There you have it.
So you're protecting a little bit on one side and you're opening up on the other side.
Well, but you outline in your fictional story in Pandemic another problem, which is, and we don't want to give too much of the plot away, but your story is set both in New Jersey, where a wealthy Chinese scientist has settled and is funding a hospital and a gene research empire. We're also in New York, where people mysteriously start dying on the subway, and these two storylines are hurtling at each other. But the element that you introduce is, yes, you might inadvertently have a side effect of what you've done with gene editing, but somebody may come and tamper with your gene editing. That's scary as heck.
Exactly. And indeed, in Pandemic, by using CRISPR-Cas9 to get so that we can use pig organs for transplantation, it unleashes another illness that would never have affected humans except by doing it this way.
And because these Chinese researchers in New Jersey feel that by raising these pigs and harvesting these organs, they have done gene editing on it, so there won't be a problem. But there is a problem.
Yeah.
And now suddenly we're in the world of the, is it the 1918 flu outbreak? And our investigators, our health investigators, are panicked that they're on the edge of that. Talk just a little bit about your research in that area. I mean, did you travel around with medical examiners and city health officials? Because it feels like you did.
I actually took a course in forensic pathology myself in order to be able to write these books. And I have indeed talked to lots of medical examiners. And indeed, I'm also one of those people who is terrified of a repeat of the 1918 flu pandemic. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people feel, well, nowadays with antivirals and antibiotics, that couldn't happen today. But very well possibly could happen mm-hmm. today. And so those of us in the know are always a little bit afraid of that, especially when you start seeing certain strains of flu popping up here and there. I mean, you read about it in the newspaper, a new flu strain that kills, 20 people in China. And you think, well, thank goodness it's in China. But the way the world is interconnected now.
Yeah.
This could really, really happen.
Are there really tents stashed and trucks stashed in places in New York City
yes.
for the outbreak of a...
For those people, I mean, they have been training in New York City for a repeat of the 1918 flu pandemic. They have mobile units. They can erect and actually make different morgues out in the parking lot in tents to deal with. If you have 300, 400, 500 deaths a day in New York City,
yeah.
can you imagine what this would be like?
Okay, so we have, it's a typical Robin Cook book. We are afraid of that. And we also have this technology, this gene technology, which you're very fluent in. And we read in an acknowledgement that this all started when a Dr. William Hurlbut, an adjunct professor of neurobiology at Stanford's medical school, first got you to a conference on CRISPR. In that moment, did all the light bulbs go off for you?
Not right away, but I knew of this and I had been reading about this and I wanted to write a book about it because that's really what I do. I write fiction to entertain people, yet also to get them to understand some of the amazing things that are happening in biotechnology and medicine today.
Because is all the biotechnology and medicine in your book real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm very careful about that. Otherwise, it's not going to scare people. And I want it to scare people who are even in this field. So I have to be very realistic about it.
And well, so how concerned, maybe frightened, are you that we have one scientist coming forward who is working in secret? In your book, we have another. There's a good chance there's a lot of people working in secret, maybe making some of these small mistakes that can just blow into pandemic and change life as we know it.
That's true. There's a lot of things that would keep you awake at night if you knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the fact that CRISPR is so powerful and so easy to use.
Oh, as you say, any high school kid
yeah.
with just a couple skills
yep.
can do it.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, it's just horrifying. But again, your books, you just said you mean them to be cautionary. You also
But they also are fun.
Oh, yeah. But you also have a storyline about somebody's child who looks to have autism, and you throw in a little debate over whether or not the mother should have given her a vaccine, and your character is outraged that that conversation is still going on. There is no evidence of autism created by vaccines. It feels as if this is Robin Cook really screaming into the wind.
That is one of the issues that I'm particularly interested in, yes, because vaccines are a tremendous help, probably more help in terms of saving lives than even antibiotics. And the fact that conspiracy-minded people think there's something wrong and tell their neighbors, etc., even though it's been totally disproved, these vaccinations do not cause autism, there's still people out there who believe it does.
Look, has the movie been cast? Is it already being filmed?
No, but we do have a movie deal. I have noticed that my fan base really enjoys Jack and Lori, these two characters who work at the New York City Medical Examiner's Office. So we're going to do a TV series with Jack and Lori.
Dr. Robin Cook, his latest book, which involves the CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing technology, also Fears of Pandemic, two storylines there. The book is Pandemic. Robin Cook, thanks so much.
My pleasure.